What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, April 14th, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday, and this time I really mean it. What a terrible week. In fact, the last 2 weeks, just awful. And I got to tell you, I'm a little bummed out about these recent developments, and not just because I'm living in a potential fallout zone if things really go to town over there in Korea. We'll talk about that a little bit more later in the show. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. And I aired yesterday saying that the lovely lady Claire would be with us in our third hour. She will not, unfortunately. It slipped my mind. This is Good Friday, and Claire has responsibilities at her church. So she's unable to join us on the air today, but she'll be back next week. All righty, let's get on into it here. Right after Donald Trump sent those cruise missiles into Syria on the basis of a hoax or a lie, or to be the most generous and forgiving, inaccurate information, he came out with a statement that our Syria policy had not changed. We were not making war on Syria. And now, of course, we're hearing Trump may send 50,000 troops to Syria. And they're escalating. They're escalating. And this, sooner or later, is going to bring us into direct conflict with the Russians. And maybe that's the goal. It does look like they don't want a new Cold War. They want an actual, honest, slugfest world war, because they think it's going to make everything all better. It's going to somehow make the economy better, which is a lie. It only makes the economy better for those who are manufacturing weapons or who are in the military or invested in the companies that make the weapons. Those are the only ones. And, of course, the bankers. The bankers always make out on a war. Doesn't even matter to them which side wins or loses. For everybody else, it means another century of unpayable debt slavery. Now, everyone is talking about this little document, this little précis that the White House put on out, saying this was the proof that Assad gassed his own people. And, of course, a précis is not proof, especially in this case where it's simply a list of allegations and the documentation that would supposedly prove that the accuracy of these allegations is being withheld because it's classified. It would, you know, reveal methods and sources. You just take our word for it. We're the government. We would never lie to you. And we've heard that so many times before. Nobody's buying that one at this particular point. And I think one of the reasons we're seeing this rush to escalate all of these wars is the government is realizing they have lost the trust, faith, belief of the American people and opposition, not just to Trump, not just to the war, but to the entire government, is rapidly, rapidly building in this country. Now, Russia is out there claiming that there is a growing body of evidence that the Syria sarin gas attack was staged. And they are asking why a weapons watchdog did not bother going to the site to conduct their own investigation. It was like, boom, oh, Assad did it. We don't need to bother double-checking that. And Russia says it's unacceptable to try and analyze events from a distance, especially when there's obvious signs of fraud, like that video showing the dead girl and the camera moves past her. And then the camera moves back and she's opened her eyes to make sure the camera's gone. I don't think she's dead. The White House is now saying that Russia's just trying to cover up for Assad. They're covering up for his awful, dastardly chemical attack. The accusations are getting more and more hysterical, more and more outrageous. If it wasn't so dangerous, I'd be saying the accusations are getting downright silly. It would be laughable if this was a movie or a TV show, but this is real life. Now, again, going on back to this MIT specialist, Dr. Theodore Postol, is basically saying it is very, he's found what he says is the smoking gun, because one of the few photos released claiming to show an exploded Syrian chemical weapon, it shows a piece of wreckage in a crater, but it's very obvious that the explosion that made the crater happened outside whatever this debris is. And apparently the government is still viewing Americans as gullible fools who will believe what they're told to believe. But we all remember back in Iraq when they would show us a photo with a bunch of impressive labels. And the photos, you couldn't actually see what it is. You were just supposed to take the government's word. Like the balloon inflator that they labeled as a biological weapons lab. Or the decontamination biological warfare vehicles that turned out to just be ordinary fire trucks. And it just goes on and on and on. Now, over at Natural News, they came up with a rather interesting and humorous idea about all of this. The White House is justifying the cruise missile attack on Syria because Syria was supposedly using chemical violence on children. And over at Natural News, they're saying, well, if you look at the damage caused to children by mandatory vaccines, that's chemical violence. Therefore, Russia now has a right to send cruise missiles into the United States because, you know, chemical violence that makes money is tolerable, and chemical violence that can be used for the war agenda, oh, that's horrible, horrible stuff. And they were out there talking about the violence, the poor babies that we have to. And I dug out that old photo from one of Israel's many attacks on Gaza about that poor little baby with the entire back of his head blown out and his father's holding him and just crying. Our government didn't have a problem with that. Our media didn't have a problem with that. So, all right, we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates just rejoining the network, and we're going to take a phone call from Danny the firefighter in New Jersey. Danny, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how are you today?
Well, I'm in a bit of a funk. You know, if I had a dog, I'd be tempted to kick it, but I'm really, really angry about all that's going on here, and I'm very frustrated because a big reason for what Claire and I doing what we've been doing was that I've seen this agenda to a new world war building for the last 20 years, and I really thought by blocking Hillary from the White House, we could derail that war agenda, and unfortunately, I'm now having to deal with the fact that I've utterly failed in that, and I realize I was outnumbered and everything, but I'm still feeling like a major failure at this point.
Well, Mike, let me try and ease your mind with just something I remember. Me and you have talked, spoke before.
I know who you are.
Yeah. I remember a movie called 13 Days.
Yes.
I mean, with Kevin Costner. And in the movie, he was talking to a pilot doing U-2 spy flights, and they were both very concerned about the subject, but the pilot was trying to reassure the part by Kevin Costner that when you're at that altitude and so many things can go wrong, and then there's just a relaxation of, man, there's only so much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
When, once you realize you've done all you can, and there really is only so much you can do, you got to just sit back and watch the world go round a little bit. But the reason why...
I'm not at that point yet, unfortunately.
I understand.
Sorry, I'm not ready to capitulate.
I hear you. I'm not saying give up. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to give you your mind a little peace.
Well, Claire and I are going to kind of take it easy this weekend. We have a lot of stuff involved with Easter and Claire's church and everything. So I'm going to be sort of pulling away from the website over the weekend. But we'll be back at it first thing on Monday, assuming we're all still here.
Mike, you were mentioning yesterday about the difference in nuclear explosions as opposed to regular explosions, and it dawned on me that a lot of people aren't really aware of different types of radiation and different types of things. The corporate media and the powers that shouldn't be certainly could use a nuclear bomb to cover up the absolute disaster that happened at Fukushima and blame it on the North Koreans and admit how bad a radiation problem it is. And probably most people would buy it. This is what I think would, unfortunately, if I was an evil, tyrannical bastard, this is something I might want to consider.
Okay, well, let me counter that by asking the question that I would ask of the media, should this come to pass, what is, you know, why would Kim Jong-un waste a nuclear missile destroying an already irradiated disaster area?
It gives, it, like I said, it gives the powers that be.
No. I understand the motive of the powers that be. My question is, explain to me why Kim Jong-un, who doesn't have that many nuclear weapons and doesn't have that many rockets, why? What is his motive to waste one destroying an already deeply contaminated disaster area? What does it get him?
Well, I guess it would be that Dr. Evil thing that look how screwed up these people are. They'll try
well,
and float that.
Well, nobody falls for that one anymore. You know, I think if they were to try and do that, I don't think most people would fall for it in this skeptical age. I'll tell you what really is of concern. We're going to talk about this later in the show, but now's as good a time as any. South Korea is very dependent on nuclear power. They've got lots and lots of nuclear reactors. And if the U.S. strikes North Korea and North Korea retaliates by launching its nukes into South Korea and over to Japan, and it hits some of those nuclear reactors, we're going to see Fukushima times 10 all over that part of the world.
Well, that'll just put a crimp on my seafood consumption, I'll tell you that. The last point I wanted to get to, and I know you don't harp on it as much as you should because you're a proud and good, decent man, but let me tell you, them coffee mugs that you get from your store area, those are the best coffee mugs, and I can't say enough about them. Everybody should go to the whatreallyhappened.com store and buy a coffee mug, because I'm telling you, that's some quality stuff there.
Yeah, the coffee mugs are very good. I wish the T-shirts would hold up better, and I'm trying to find somebody else who can supply those. But definitely the coffee mugs, I've never had one break or wear out, and I use them personally for gifts. And obviously I'm using them myself, and they are very cool. And there are, of course, these special donors mugs, which do have a higher price on them that help support whatreallyhappened.com financially, because most of the items in that store, the markup on them is actually very, very little. I'm selling them very close to my cost, mostly because I wanted to get the messages out. As you probably have guessed by now, I am not a money junkie. I'm a truth junkie. So I actually don't make a lot of money off that store. In fact, I think last month's commission from the online store was like $60.
Well, you do know you don't push it a lot because, like I said, you're a proud and decent man. Mike, I'm going to go.
I'm terrible at asking for money. That's always been a major problem for me. I'm terrible at asking for money, and I should be asking for more money. We're perpetually running on the edge here. And, it's hard for me to do. It's just the way I was raised.
Well, then let me put the plug out there for you. Please help support it, because we need to hear your voice, Mike. There's so little truth out there. We need it, and we need it like a point of light.
Well, thank you very much for those words. I'm actually starting to feel better already from when I started the show. Anything else, Danny?
Mike, that's it. I'm going to listen, and you have a great weekend. Give Claire my best.
Well, I certainly will. By the way, I still have that patch that you gave me, and one of our advertisers sells leather jackets, and he's going to send me a jacket, and I'm going to load it up with patches like the pilot's jackets, you know, all the missions I worked on at NASA, and I'm going to put your patch on there as well. So just wanted to let you know I still have it. I didn't throw it away. I treasure it, and I'm going to give it a place of honor. Danny, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm very unhappy also with this idea of between 10 and 50,000 boots on the ground, and that is an act of war. And like I said a couple of days ago to you, surrounding countries and Syria need to file charges if that happens. They should have been filing charges already for the last attack, which was an act of war because they were not threatened in any way, the United States, and were not attacked. I would be, I'm very disappointed in this man I voted into office, and it was, we didn't have much of a choice. You admit that. I do.
Yes.
But I would be full on board now, because if he's screwing up this bad in the first 100 days, I just am very fearful by the 4 years in his term, we're going to be in serious trouble hole And I would be on full board right now to say impeach this man. If he does this, impeach him and put Pence in there, and we'll take our chances
No, because it is not just Donald Trump. What Donald Trump's sudden reversal on all of his policies under pressure from the neocon advisors is telling us, this is really a problem with the system itself. It's not Donald Trump. It wasn't even really Hillary Clinton. It is this political system that has mutated out of the original plan for the United States of America. And the original plan for the United States limited power, limited authority, tried to keep power diffused, and it has turned around to where our current system encourages graft, corruption, deception, and constant war. It's the government itself that has become the enemy of the American people. And I think after the hard-fought election last year of getting Trump in there ahead of known war hawk Hillary, only to see ourselves hovering at the edge of World War III again, is going to tell us that changing the president isn't going to change anything. If Pence goes in there, the war party will march on unmolested. We're either going to get stuck with a war, which this nation will lose, or if we're lucky, we will see something happen that causes the federal government to collapse the way the former Soviet Union did.
Well, no, I agree with that. I agree that the system is corrupt, but the buck stops with him. He needs to be a stand-up guy. Whether he puts an army of people around him to just keep him safe, he needs to say, I'm going to call this out. Open up this bag. Open it up. Let the rats out. Expose what's really going on. If we have a chance of surviving, Michael, we have to expose these people. And then we can maybe rebuild and build this country back up. But if he just goes along to get along and the next president does the same, we will always be faced with this problem of a government, a shadow government that runs the intelligence and does everything.
Yes.
We need to expose it now. Open it up.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do for the last 23 years now. And we've made tremendous progress. The fact of the matter is that the viewership of the corporate media readership is in decline. More and more people are coming over to the independent media, which is why we're now under attack. They're trying to find ways to defund us, cut off our ad revenues, and all that other kind of nonsense. And so it really is a battle for the minds of America. We have the initiative because, for the most part, they didn't think we were actually going to ever have any chance of success. And again, it goes back to another one of those mugs at the online store. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it, and that's what's happening right now.
Well, Michael, you're on target. Keep dropping those truth bombs because you're making an impact. You really are. I appreciate you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, does it make me a sociopath to enjoy dropping the Tsar bomb on Washington, D.C., New York, and L.A.?
I don't know. I think it makes you kind of as reckless as Donald Trump. I mean, that thing was a monster, and I don't know that Russia built more than the one test article, and they were so scared of it, they only dialed it up to half power for the one test they did with it. Its design yield was 100 megatons. And they set the speedometer back to 50, and it still left a huge scar in the earth, which you can still see in Google Earth. I think it was a technology demonstrator that they could make bombs that powerful, but there's almost no point to it. If you're targeting a city, just one or two megatons is enough. You don't really need a 100 megaton bomb.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't carry on his back, huh?
Yeah, really.
Hey, Mike, I got to be something serious about. If there's a nuclear exchange in, God forbid, over in Asia, wouldn't, like, all the West Coast, like, get the plumes of smoke in, like, 7 to 10 days?
Yeah, that's the problem. In fact, one of the articles we're going to be talking about in a little bit, they're already starting to analyze the current wind patterns to see where the fallout would go. Dustin, I'm going to let you go. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come on back, I'm going to explain. Well, I'm going to take one more phone call. Then we're going to get back into the news. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And okay, all you dog owners, I was joking when I said kick a dog. I actually love dogs. It was a joke. Stop sending in the hate mails. All right, we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines for a while so I can get back to the news here. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm so not surprised at that. You just, people are more worried about a joke about animals than they are about gassing people or something. It's kind of sad, you know, the anthropomorphic animal lovers that putting human qualities on animals is just rampant, and it's not really fair to the animal.
At all, well, I don't know. My last dog was more human than most humans I know.
Well, from your perspective, what human might be, I'm sure that's probably true, but there's a lot of humans that are very inhumane. You're talking about money, though, and I think, you know, I'm with you on that. The cultural issues that we have for a lot of us here in America, we weren't raised to be money grobbers or seeking after a lot of material wealth, but we have to, I guess. And I recently heard, and I can't find an attribute for it, but the saying seems to apply, by their fruits ye shall know them, and they certainly seem to teach that. But I just recently heard that there is an operating I don't know, modus operandi or a motto they have is money is more important than morals when it comes to establishing or achieving the goals of Greater Israel. And so the deception part of all this gassing and stuff like that comes into play with that. But
let's not single out Israel on that one. I mean, it's certainly become a major part of the American culture here. I've said it many times before that this lust for these pieces of paper with colored ink has eroded away the best qualities of what it used to be an American. And don't get me wrong, I have nothing against money. There's been a time in my life earlier on when I was much better off financially than I am now, and I do miss it. And I don't need to be a billionaire, but I'd like to have enough money to provide, you know, a comfortable life for Claire and I with a little more security to it. I'd like to build her a new music studio. Most of the stuff in her current one is 15 years old. I'd like to support her in the lifestyle to which I'd like her to become accustomed. But I have seen this path for 20 years and have been trying to figure out some way to get us off of it, because I am a student of history. I've lived long enough to see a lot of it myself. And I see this ending as a disaster for the United States. And worse, the ultimate motivators behind these wars, the bankers, don't care if the United States loses. They'll be perfectly fine with that because they're making money off of all of the players. So it's a profit center no matter who wins or loses.
And they bet on both sides. And in that Mar-a-Lago...
War-a-Lago. What we're calling it now, War-a-Lago.
In the readiness room or whatever, where he was supposedly watching the bombing or whatever, up on RBN, there's a photo that labels the people in the room that are, I guess, supposedly dual citizens or whatever, Israelis. They've got him surrounded.
They do, and that's why, as angry and disappointed as I am in Trump, I'm not ready to say that this is all his idea or all his fault. I think he's being cocooned and controlled, and it's not the first time it's happened in U.S. history. They tried to do it to John F. Kennedy. He finally woke up after the Bay of Pigs and fired the head of the CIA, and that unfortunately started the process by which he was eventually assassinated.
I noted Scott Paley was stumbling and bumbling when he jumped in for the live cut-in. I don't think Trump was allowed to go live with the announcement that he had done that attack. I don't think they trusted him to be live.
Well, after he said that they'd sent cruise missiles into Iraq, they probably figured he'd had one too many wines. Wait a minute. He's supposedly he doesn't drink, right?
Maybe
he should start.
He would probably be a very cheap drunk.
He can afford to be a very expensive drunk. It couldn't hurt. Let's all send the White House a bottle of scotch. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. Mike, thank you for the call. We're going to close the phone lines for a while. I've got a lot of news to get through. We'll be right back. We'll open the phone lines later.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as we mentioned yesterday, following the gas incident in Idlib that the U.S. is still trying to frame Assad for, the U.S.-led coalition, in an attack on Deir ez-Zor, accidentally bombed an ISIS chemical weapons depot, releasing a huge cloud of toxic fumes that killed several hundred people. And the corporate media is still ignoring this story. They're focusing on the mother of all bombs. Look, we've got a big bomb. We are potent. I noticed Fox News, for some reason, has been all morning long running this puff piece on what a wonderful accomplishment the F-35 is. And apparently they're going to send some of them to Europe to deter Russian aggression. Meanwhile, Russia is supplying Syria a dozen of these very modern Sukhoi 24 M2 bombers. So all the U.S. Attack on the airfield has succeeded in doing is destroying some real old antique aircraft and getting them replaced with much better, much more modern aircraft. And it only cost them $80 million to do that. Ooh, good thinking here. Now, Donald Trump is out there saying he's proud that we used the mother of all bombs. And apparently he did not personally authorize this. Apparently the Pentagon decided this all on their own because apparently they only have to consult with the president when they're going to use a nuclear weapon or they're going to actually start invading somebody else's territory. So apparently this originated within the Pentagon. They went on out there. It's the first time it's been used in combat. And basically, it's not really going to change the Afghan war. It's not going to have any impact at all. They're claiming that they killed 36 people, ISIS fighters. I'm not sure how they know that since everything is buried deep underground. Hamid Karzai, the former president of Afghanistan and the former lobbyist for Unocal Oil that actually got us into the Afghanistan mess in the first place or helped get us into it, is condemning the U.S. dropping this huge bomb. And there's something else that you need to think about. First of all, you, the American taxpayer, paid for that $16 million weapon, plus the aircraft that carried it on over, dropped it, all the fuel, the crew, and everything like that. What did they blow up? They blew up a tunnel system. Guess who paid for the tunnel system? You did, because it was built by the United States for the Mujahideen back during the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. No matter what happens, no matter who wins or loses, you are forced to pay for it all. You know what we should have done? Save a lot of money. Just flood those tunnels with tap water from Flint, Michigan. Would have been unusable forever. That would have been a much, much more cost-effective solution. Now, the U.S. has snubbed this 11-state Afghanistan peace conference. And just like they were trying to do in Syria, going to have a peace conference and end the war, Russia has organized an 11-nation Afghanistan peace conference trying to end that war. The U.S. snubbed it, said Russia is trying to assert its influence in Afghanistan. Really? Anybody here remember Charlie Wilson's war? And the aforesaid tunnel complex that you all paid for to build and then paid to blow up. All right, so let's talk about Korea because that is the flashpoint. That could happen imminently, and it is spiraling out of control. Now, the original comment was that the U.S. would launch an attack if North Korea carried out a nuclear test, which was scheduled for Saturday morning, and as a matter of fact, it's already 5:30 in the morning, Saturday in Korea right now. So we're talking like any second. But it gets a little dicier here because according to an article over in Zero Hedge, they're quoting NBC is reporting multiple senior U.S. intelligence officials are now saying that they may just go ahead and attack North Korea before they can conduct the test. So even if North Korea blinks, even if they back off, even if they cancel having the test, the U.S. is going to attack anyway. Now, a very alarming development is that right now both China and Russia have suspended commercial flights into North Korea. That is usually an indicator that something very, very major is about to happen and very, very soon. North Korea is still maintaining its tough talk, saying we will go to war if they choose, and warning Trump not to provoke Pyongyang. So we have these two headstrong, out-of-control leaders, both acting like children and getting into a fist fight with each other. And it's one thing to see children fighting over a sandbox with each other, but we're talking about two world leaders of two nuclear nations. So no Easter baskets for either one of you. I'm just ashamed of the both of you for not being able to work together peacefully on any of this stuff here. North Korea is vowing to launch their preemptive strike in case of any U.S. provocation, which I assume an unprovoked attack by the United States without North Korea having a nuclear test or anything else would probably qualify as that. Now, as we move a little closer into this, I want to remind everybody of an incident that happened a few years ago involving the sinking of a South Korean ship called the Cheosan. And immediately, as soon as the ship sank, it was sunk by a torpedo from a North Korean submarine. The North Korean submarine just snuck into the middle of this battle group and sank this South Korean ship. What a terrible thing for them to do. We should go to war. We should go to war. And they were out there screaming. It was all North Korea. It was all North Korea. And they dredged up the remains of a torpedo from underneath where the ship had gone down. And they put it on display and said, see, this is a North Korean torpedo. And here is the blueprint of the torpedo North Korea uses. And expert analysts looked at the wreckage and the blueprints and said, these are not the same weapon. In fact, the weapon that was dredged up from where the Cheosan was sunk appears to be a German torpedo that's manufactured for export and is used by a lot of different countries, except North Korea, which makes its own. So they've tried to use a false flag to invade North Korea before. There's no reason to think that they're not going to do it again. Now, there's one possible scenario. Over the last couple of days, the U.S. Navy's been running this heavy anti-submarine exercise off the coast of California, while the media's been making a big deal about the claim that nobody knows where many of North Korea's submarines happen to be right now, including the one that can launch missiles. So one way they could get the war going is a U.S. submarine near California fires off a missile toward the land, and the missile is heroically shot down by an Aegis ship and declared as a failed attack by North Korea. And we're sorry, the wreckage from the North Korea missile is too deep to find. Just take our word for it. Obviously, it would have to be North Korea. Nobody else hates us enough to try an attack like that. And the war is off and running. And that's not the only possible scenario. They could fire off a missile toward Japan and heroically shoot it down and say North Korea was attacking Japan. Now, despite all the tough talk, North Korea does not want a war. This is all coming from the U.S. side. What North Korea's tough talk is signaling is that if the U.S. does invade, North Korea will fight back. And they took a hideous pounding in the First Korean War. And I would like to point out to everybody, especially all you pro-military war hawks who are listening to this show, and I think there's, what, three of you, the United States did not win the First Korean War. It just dragged on and on and on and officially never ended. Those North Koreans are very, very tough people. They absorbed huge amounts of damage. Actually, North Korea right now has a population problem. Kim Jong-un would probably say, we could stand a little thinning out here. Now, as I mentioned before, there is a little bit of concern that when the United States attacks North Korea, North Korea could respond by firing missiles at Japan and South Korea. And Japan is already evacuating their citizens out of South Korea out of concern that they could be targets. I'm rather amazed that Mike Pence is going to Seoul. Maybe they'll hold off the attack on North Korea until after he leaves. But South Korea is heavily dependent on nuclear power. They have 30 nuclear power plants now running in South Korea. And even conventional bombs, warheads, and shells could smash them and turn them into new Chernobyls. And they're looking at the wind patterns, and the radiation from this kind of an epic disaster obviously would be highly toxic for South Korea. It's going to blow all over Japan. Some of it's going to wind up here, which is very reassuring, as it were. Why the big rush right now? Well, you need to understand that on May 9th, South Korea is having their election. Their previous president was impeached. There's an interim president who's going along with this U.S. saber rattling against North Korea, but the leading candidate to become South Korea's next president is a supporter of the Sunshine Principle. Reunification. Remember, the Koreas were talking reunification about 6 years ago until the U.S. stuck its nose on in there and stirred things up again. And the U.S. is justifiably concerned that if South Korea elects this president, who's going to call up North Korea and say, all right, let's put down all the bombs and everything. Let's talk about reunification, a united Korea, the way they did in Germany. That would be a major, major setback for U.S. foreign policy, whose goal is to always keep nations broken up into pieces, glaring at each other and fighting each other. Now, both Russia and China continue to urge the United States not to escalate the situation in North Korea anymore. China is saying this is actually riskier than striking Syria. This thing could easily spin out of control, probably will spin out of control. Once the battle is joined, it's going to be almost impossible to turn it off until one side or the other is utterly destroyed. Now, China is offering a solution. I don't know how far they're going to get with it, but China has apparently extended an offer to North Korea that if North Korea will end its nuclear program, that China will commit to military protection of North Korea in case of attack or invasion in the future. Because that's the real reason North Korea is building nuclear weapons. They're not going to go on a rampage on their neighbors. North Korea is building nuclear weapons because for years they've been hearing all this talk about the U.S. wanting to come on in and regime change them. And China is now saying, we recognize that is your concern. If you will close down your nuclear program, surrender all the nuclear materials, we will commit to militarily protecting you should somebody decide to do something unpleasant. I know the United States isn't going to want that to happen because it would mean an invasion of North Korea would be an invasion of China. Or what am I saying? Of course, the U.S. wants eventually a war with China. Because behind all of the fear-mongering and the bombs and the nukes and all the rest of that, what this really is a war between the U.S. Federal Reserve note and the Chinese yuan and the Russian ruble. And especially with Russia and China starting to go to gold-backed currency systems. The Federal Reserve is in an absolute panic. They dare not let that happen. The private central bankers can't stand any nations that have their own currency value-based. The private central banks want a world in which we are all forced to borrow all money we use at interest from them. Even though it's just made-up money. It's fairy tale money. There's nothing to it. It's paper and ink. It's numbers in a computer. There's nothing behind it. Now, they're really ramping up the booga-booga on all this North Korea stuff. Japan is now saying they're concerned that North Korea may have missiles loaded with sarin gas. As long as sarin gas is making headlines, let's use it for the booga-booga propaganda. North Korea may have Ebola. North Korea may have a Death Star. North Korea may have bombs full of the chewing gum they pried off the bottom of theater seats. Who knows what they're going to say next? The lies are just getting more and more fantastical and hysterical. And what is now starting to happen is we're starting to see the world break into two parties, two alignments, a bipolar world. Russia, Syria, and Iran are now operating as a united front trying to oppose American aggression and invasion. They had, they're having a meeting. In fact, they're having it today. Foreign ministers of Russia, Syria, and Iran are in Moscow working out a unified plan to try and stop this relentless march by the United States across the globe. Rex Tillerson is still out there trying to insist that Russia needs to sever all support for Syria. The fact that they're meeting with foreign ministers today tells us that's not going to happen. Because Russia understands they're ultimately the target. When the U.S. picks up all these other smaller countries and they're all U.S. assets and support U.S. bases, that will be when the U.S. will move on Russia and China. And by the way, if the U.S. does go ahead and attack North Korea, China might very well join that alliance with Russia, Syria, and Iran. I have to tell you, they're not thinking clearly in Washington, D.C. They just have a bunch of advisors and war hawks saying, oh, it's going to be great. We've got John McCain out there saying, Russia must be destroyed. Russia must be destroyed. He's frothing at the mouth. And just to add insult to injury, the U.S. is sending more troops to Somalia. You're wondering, what is all this stuff about Somalia and the rest of it? Well, look at a map of oil fields. Somalia has huge untapped oil reserves. How dare they build their country over our oil? Of course we have to invade them. Poland is officially welcoming U.S. contingent of NATO's Russia deterrent force. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, NATO is now deploying troops within 35 miles of Russia's Kaliningrad enclave. This is apparently part of this new U.S. contingent for NATO. that are going in there to deter Russian aggression. I'm sorry, who's parking soldiers and weapons on whose border? Anybody who's looking at the situation, anybody who's been paying attention for the last 16 years knows who the aggressor is, and it is not Russia, and it is not Iran, it was not Iraq, wasn't Syria or Libya or Yemen, wasn't North Korea. Now, apparently, and this is a very dark harbinger of things yet to come, Donald Trump has very quietly nominated former Washington State Senator and former salesman Don Benton to be the new director of the Selective Service System, which operates the nation's military draft. Now, remember, the legislation to revive the draft has been sitting in committee in Congress for years, waiting for the right political climate to send it to the floor for a vote. That's how serious this is getting. They're already prepared to come and take away your children and send them off to be killed and crippled to make a bunch of really rich people richer than they already are. That's where we are right now. Now, despite the corporate media's assurances that everybody is supporting Donald Trump and what he's doing, all the polls on the independent media website are showing that support for Trump has absolutely plummeted. The only polls that are showing Donald Trump's approval rating going up are the same polls that were assuring us Hillary Clinton was going to win in a landslide last year. But we're seeing all kinds of articles coming on out from Chuck Baldwin, Donald Trump, just another neocon warmonger, saying talk is cheap, and he talked the right stuff during the campaign, and he's doing something else. I mean, Donald Trump is backflipping so much. I think we should enter him in the next Olympics as a gymnast. He'd probably bring home the gold medal. But again, it's not just Donald Trump. He is surrounded by advisors who are pushing him in that direction. He's not showing as much spine as I think he ought to be for a president. But in short, Donald Trump's foreign policy has become everything he said he hated on that campaign trail. Story coming out of the Washington Post. Everyone's still making a big deal about the chocolate cake. Oh, the chocolate cake policy and everything. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.